following program was previously recorded. It's Never Live and Local. Live from the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. So kind of you to join me today. The Omaha Public Library Foundation, they are one of the backbones of the library. They help the library in so many different ways. And with me is the executive director of the Omaha Public Library Foundation, Wendy Townley. Can you kind of explain, give an overview of what it is you do? Because you work so closely with the library, but you guys step behind the scenes.
We are separate, yes. Yeah. And so, as you know, during pledge time and supporting time for KIOS, you rely on the support of your donors, and we at the Library Foundation rely and thank the support from our donors as well. So we have been around since 1985, and our goal is to really raise money and advocate, and I always like to say tell the story of what's going on at the library. So we are lockstep with the library. We work very closely with them, but it's really our job to interact and engage and educate everyone in the community. But importantly, those who are looking to make a philanthropic investment in our wonderful library system, and we make that super easy through our website and phone calls, and that's area code 402. But I'm joking, but it's a wonder. I am so fortunate to be in this role, and we do have such a strong and robust library system. So,
well, we do.
I've said too much.
Well, we do. In fact, one of the things that I wanted to ask you about before we moved on here is what a library means today over even just 20, 25,
Absolutely.
30 years ago.
The
facilities that are free for members of the county.
Absolutely.
If you're a resident of the county,
right.
It's a free thing. You just sign up for a library card and make sure you bring your books back on time or you find out what a fine is.
Right. That's true. So our libraries, and I think libraries across the country are always having those conversations about what role we serve in the community. And I think first and foremost, our job is to listen. It's to listen to our patrons and find out what it is they're looking for in their library system. Technology is wonderful. We offer a very robust ebook, audiobook collection. We offer wonderful resources that you can access with your library card through the website from home without even stepping foot in a branch. But what I like to see and hear from our patrons and in talking to other libraries around the country is libraries really are those free community gathering spaces. You can come in, you can visit with our library staff, you can engage in conversations with other patrons, or one of the best descriptions I read recently is libraries are one of those places where you can be alone, surrounded by other people. So if you are someone who's just looking for a place to land throughout your day and you just want a quiet place, but you don't necessarily want to be by yourself in your car, libraries are a great place to do that.
Anecdotally,
I love that description.
That is a wonderful description. Yeah. And anecdotally, when I was much younger, my family had a Super 8 movie camera, no sound.
Okay.
And we were able to go to the library and check out Super 8 silent movies.
It.
So
yeah.
Laurel and Hardy and the Little Rascals
yes.
and all those. Actually, Alfred Hitchcock as well. That were made specifically to be Super 8 silent movies.
That's
it was a wonderful resource. And we'd make popcorn and put on ragtime music and just, you know, it was a wonderful way to spend a family day.
Yeah.
You have an event coming up that's really cool. Can you talk about this?
We do. So our annual fundraiser, which has been taking place now for the past 7 years, has happened in late fall. And so today I am excited to announce that we have secured our author for this year's fundraiser. You and your listeners are the first to know. We are bringing Elaine Weiss, and she wrote the book, The Woman's Hour. You may be aware that this is the 100th anniversary of the passing of the women's right to vote. And so this book recounts that history. And most of the time with books or movies, the person speaking doesn't want to give away the ending, but I'm afraid I will and let you know we did earn the right to vote as women. So even if you haven't read the book, spoiler alert, you know how the book will end. But it's such a storied history of the years leading up to the passing and ratification of that. And this being election year, and it dawned on me driving here, this being Super Tuesday, we are a very aware of what's happening in our government and political political systems right now. And so this is a great history lesson in such a crucial piece.
Well, sure. And up until 2-3 days ago, you actually still had two women running for the
Very
to be president of the United States as well.
So, yeah. So this is shifting as well. Right. Absolutely.
Right. So much going on.
Yeah. So we're very excited. Elaine will be here in October. And all the proceeds we raise through that event, which is, we're calling it Between the Lines with Elaine Weiss. We're very clever. those proceeds will all support Omaha Public Library programs and services. And we've been doing this event, I mentioned now, for several years. And all those proceeds from ticket holders and sponsors who we're so grateful for all go back to our wonderful library.
That's fantastic. If anyone cares for any information on this event or anything else having to do with the Omaha Public Library Foundation, one can go to omahalibraryfoundation.org. Again, that's omahalibraryfoundation.org. She is Wendy Townley. She's the executive director, the big cheese in charge. Thank you so much for stopping by today. It's wonderful to see you.
Thank you. Good to see you.
NPR programming continues right now.